This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Rich Eisen here on the Rich Eisen Show. Welcome.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Thanks for joining us here on the Rich Eisen Show at 11:59 as we move into our third hour, coming to you live in studio on the Rich Eisen Roku channel. Or if you're listening on YouTube or any of our terrestrial radio outlets or any...
Earlier on the show, co-host of the Around the NFL podcast, Dan Hansis. Pro Football Hall of Famer, Kurt Warner. Coming up, actor Quincy Isaiah. And now,
as it becomes 12 o'clock noon here live in studio on the Rich Eisen Roku channel,
it's Rich Eisen.
Yes, it is. Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show on the air. Quincy Isaiah, one of our favorites on TV and in the film world, the actor, is coming in studio, and he's a diehard Lions fan. It'll be a great conversation with him here on this program. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial right here as well. Hour number one, a great chat we had with Dan Hansis of NFL Network, NFL Media Group. He is co-hosting with Colleen Wolfe a weekly podcast, the only one that's official from NFL Films and HBO, about Hard Knocks. And then hour two, great chat with Kurt Warner. Chris Brockman and I just had a spirited conversation about who's under the most pressure at the quarterback position this year, entering 2023. He said it's Aaron Rodgers. I said it's Russell Wilson. Obviously, Rodgers has huge expectations placed upon him, certainly in New York and the metropolitan area, and also for so many that believe he's going to have a chance to win a Super Bowl this year with the Jets, a team that normally, let me just look it up, does not win the Super Bowl. So we'll see that. This year, I say it's Russell Wilson because to me, Russ is proven out based on last year to not be the same guy that we saw in Seattle. And if it doesn't work out for him in Denver, where the hell is he going after this? If it doesn't work out for him in Denver, where they set everything up the way that he wanted to last year, and then this year bringing in Sean Payton to so-called fix him, and Sean Payton's unable to do it. And your point, Chris, is like, that's pressure for Sean Payton. Don't you think that if it doesn't work in Denver, it'll be Russ's fault, not Sean's, if you're utilizing your way of looking at pressure, which is what everyone thinks and is talking about?
I think Denver's under very few expectations this year. I think people see them in the bottom of the division, maybe to be a 500 team.
But those are the teams that fire people and make changes. That's the pressure.
They're not going to fire either of these guys.
They're not going to fire Sean.
Long-term deal.
They're not firing Sean, but Russ has one more year left of can't trade him. And then after that, see ya.
If all he has to do, though, is be better than last year, even if that's still average, it's still better than Russell Wilson was last year. So that'll be enough runway to buy him 2024. That's kind of my point.
And one quarterback I put on my list of most under pressure this year at the very bottom, number five, was Tua Tagovailoa. Again, he had his fifth-year option picked up, so if he stays healthy, he's going to be Miami's guy next year. The Dolphins, if you want to just say under-the-radar changes, the fact that they brought in Vic Fangio to be their defensive coordinator, him coming out of his, I guess we would call it sabbatical, after he was fired by the Broncos as the HC there, leading to Nathaniel Hackett, which led to Sean Payton. That is a huge difference. I mean, and I know Jalen Ramsey unfortunately got hurt, and we hope to see him back in December. But if the Dolphins can just slice off 7 points per game allowed off their average, well, I give it one fewer touchdown. So let's just say that they force someone to settle for a field goal instead of a touchdown. So they'll slice up 4 points. You'd have to think if Tua stays healthy, and we're not trying to see Mike White or Skylar Thompson again, the Dolphins have a true shot to be the team as a third team in. Again, this is just the conventional wisdom of the way the AFC East is going to work. So they could shock. They could shock. They could awe. They could really be a factor to win this division. And we're going to see it right off the bat. Miami taking on the Chargers. And then Miami taking on the Patriots on Sunday Night Football before the aforementioned Denver Broncos visits Miami for their home opener in week three, and then they're at Buffalo. Boy, do they start rough. Three of the first four games are on the road for them. So that's why I'm saying Tua's got to come out of the box, and the first quarterback he's facing is the one that he was drafted in front of, who is now currently, I imagine, when Justin Herbert takes the field in his home opener against the Dolphins, he will be the second highest paid quarterback in the league because Joe Burrow is going to get paid. That's why I'm saying the pressure. If we can only get salty Tua, 17 games, 18 weeks this year. That is the answer. And I do believe Tua is showing up, chipping on the shoulder, full on salt. This is his response to a question, because this has been an issue or a subject of conversation about him processing play calls. He was asked, and this is in the past. Last year, though, Tua, when healthy, he was showing you he had some MVP-type play.
He was nice.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
So this was him being asked about getting the play call in and out in a timely fashion today. I do believe this is our latest salty Tua soundbite of the day.
I don't know about you, but that looked like money.
It's salty Tua.
I would say the thing is we like for us in the quarterback room, there's sometimes where you just have to memorize the play. Where when it's coming in, you're like, okay, you're saying it while he's like
well,
not even finishing it.
Is it from this year to last year, have you gotten to that point where you hear it and you know and you don't have to?
Well, I would say yes and no. It's a little tough. I can give you guys a play, and then if you guys want to repeat it after me, as if you guys were in the huddle, you guys can. All right, should I go once or twice saying it?
Once. Oh boy,
once. All right, we got North Right Clamp, South Fox, H-Top, Pass 38, Top Gumby, XP, Sweat. Let's go. Anyone?
I got North Right Clamp. I got North.
Sounds like a false start.
Yeah, sounds like a pre-snap penalty to me. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness. Just to run this and this, you know?
I don't know about you, but that looked like money.
It's Salty Tua.
He's saying it with a smile. Saying it with a smile.
Not
sounds like
really,
a pre-snap
though.
Penalty. He's smiling the whole time.
Yeah, but that's his disposition. You can read his eyes. He's pissed.
But he said yes and no. It's just like
I agree.
But I don't blame. It's just like we're talking about play calling still. Like, am I processing and getting it in and getting it out? God, I just hope he stays healthy. We don't need any more of what we saw last year with Tua. Let's just hope he falls well and he stays with his eggs properly unscrambled. And let's go. To use, I believe, a phrase that did emanate from Miami. So let's go. Salty Tua, fully ready to roast with Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. Best quarterback. What the best wide receiver tandem in the NFL? Yay or nay?
Oh,
AJ Brown and Devontae Smith.
T. Higgins and Jamar Chase. Keenan Allen and Mike Williams.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Mike Williams is just—he's just not available. Both of those guys weren't available last year.
I know, but at their peak.
Okay. Okay. Good. Yeah. Right. Okay. What else we got?
That can put against those two? I think that's about it.
Right? Yeah. Waddle and Hill.
Pretty good.
Because yesterday we said both of them, like Tyreek might not get 2,000 because Jalen Waddle might get 1,500 himself. Yeah. And just you think that would just come at the expense of somebody who's going to get 2,000. All right, that's what I'm saying. Just let's stay healthy.
DK and Tyler Lockett.
Yeah.
Also these reporters, I mean, do they want Ray Lucas and Cleo Lemon back? Like Matt Moore, Josh Rosen.
I don't think they're
Rosen.
Saying that. I think
like,
it was just
a. You know what I mean? Fiedler. Like, come on.
I don't know. I don't think they were questioning to it. Like, just saying, hey, you know, last year, it was a first year in your offense with Mike McDaniel.
And I looked like the MVP.
And now, now do you think you're more well-versed and everybody's more well-versed on the play call? I guess. But nobody's asking that of, no one's going to ask that of Rodgers because he got the OC from his MVP seasons. I don't know.
Tyler Thigpen, Brock
Osweiler.
But
don't lose it. Don't lose it, Tua. Don't lose it. And again, you know, he's been saltier.
I like Tua.
He's been saltier. But I do like that exchange.
That's funny. Also, great play call.
Yeah. Sounds great to me. It would be a false start for me.
On two, ready, break.
I'm one of those people, but then again, I'm 54. If one of those codes pops up on your phone and it doesn't actually, auto-enter it on your phone, the number of times I got to go back and forth just for that six-digit code. I couldn't do this.
389, 447.
Whatever. Okay, what was that again? I got to go back.
Yeah. Dolphins are
good. Put up the Dolphins schedule,
they're
please.
Good, man. Yeah. They're going to be good. They're going to score a lot of points.
South Florida, people. South Florida. Can we show up, too? What do you think? Oh, it's going to be hot.
It's going to be hot. Yeah.
So
the September game
at the Chargers, at the Patriots to start. Home for Denver, at Buffalo. For the Giants.
Rough, man. That could be 1-3.
Home for the Giants. And by the way, if they don't show up, you know who's going to show up? Even the Yankees stinking on ice right now when they played the Miami Marlins. You couldn't tell. Florida Marlins, you couldn't tell. You couldn't tell who was a home team and who was not. They're going to show up.
A lot of retired New Yorkers down there.
Battle of Alabama alums. And then Jalen Hurts welcomes them in to Sunday night football. New England, and then I know the Chiefs volunteered for an international game. Tyreek Hill going back to Arrowhead is not happening because they're playing it in Frankfurt, Germany.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
On NFL Network.
But that game will be nuts.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will.
Bye week?
By the way, if I wind up calling that game, it'll be the first game. It would be very welcome. As you know, I love calling games on NFL Network.
And you get the big pretzel.
There's that too. But it would be welcome on so many fronts because one of the last games I called last year was Ravens and Browns. And there was one touchdown in that game.
Yes.
There'll be a lot of touchdowns.
So yeah. I've put some in the bank.
5-4 to buy?
I don't know, man. Who the hell knows? Aaron Rodgers has spoken today. We'll get to that, hopefully, before we get out of Dodge. And that'll be interesting to me to hear how he responds to the questions about his offensive line. Because quarterbacks, as you know, can legislate from the podium their opinions through the media. And the question is how's that going to go? But this is not Rodgers' first rodeo. It is in New York, where everybody's going to say, hey, man, you got two more sacks during your practice today. Hey, man, you weren't protected last time in Carolina. What's going on? But let's get to Quincy Isaiah, one of our favorites, in studio.
Love it.
Next, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Hey, everybody. With the busy fall season just around the corner, you might be just like me, looking for wholesome, convenient meals for jam-packed days. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit, can help you fuel up fast with chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track with your lifestyle. Refresh your healthy habits right now without missing a beat. Choose from 34 or more weekly flavored, packed, dietitian approved meals ready to eat in 2 minutes. Level up with gourmet plus options prepared to perfection by chefs and ready to eat in record time. So go to factormeals.com/Eisen50 right now and use the code Eisen50 to get 50% off. That's code Eisen50 at factormeals.com/Eisen50 to get 50% off.
Are you currently enjoying the show on the Stitcher app? Then you need to know Stitcher is going away on August 29th. Yep, going away, as in kaput, gone, dead. Rest in peace, Stitcher, and thanks for 15 years of service to the podcast community. So switch to another podcast app and follow this show there. Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
Good to see you, Shaquille O'Neal. How are you, sir?
Before we get started.
Yes.
If I take this home, will I get arrested?
The Vince Lombardi trophy?
Is this the real one? Or
that's the real one. That's a real Vince Lombardi trophy. Sure. I don't know if that's the one that's going to be given to the Rams and the Patriots this weekend, but that is a real... You want to lift it?
Well, if I lift it, I want to take it home.
No, if you... Well... then I think we're at a crossroads here.
Actually, we're not at a crossroads. Let me tell you why.
Okay, sure.
I'm not a lawyer, but I watch a lot of law shows.
Okay.
I got about 50 witnesses that seen me hit my head on your set.
Oh.
So if you just give me this, I'll let bygones be bygones.
So it's a liability issue
for me
that turns into an even worse liability issue.
I don't want to have to call it the Shaq Eisen show.
I know that.
All you got to do is just give me this and I'll put it next to mine. This is beautiful.
I'm doing the math in my head as to how much you'd be suing me for personal liability as to how much this trophy costs, which I've been told is around $22,000.
Well, I'll be suing you for
$23,000. You want to lift it?
No, I don't want to touch it.
Okay, you sure you don't want to touch that?
Bad luck.
Bad luck for you or for...
No, to touch the trophy when you don't earn it.
I like that.
Yeah, my father used to always...
Are you serious?
Yeah, he always used to... Because, you know, like when you're a kid, you get the trophy from a local trophy shop.
Sure.
You'd be like, if you listen to me, guys, you get this. You want to touch it? Don't touch it. It's bad luck. You got to earn it.
Right.
So that's why, like, you know how, like, in the NBA, when you win the Eastern Conference or Western Conference, they give you those little trophies? Yeah. I never touched it.
Never?
I never touched it, and I never celebrated it.
I remember Phil did that, too, right? Yeah. Didn't you, like, when you guys won the Western Conference Finals of one of the many times you did?
Yeah, I never touched it. I never looked at it, never celebrated it. This is beautiful, though.
It's a beautiful trophy. Yeah.
Here on the Rich Eisen Show, and we are thrilled to have here in person. Love this man's work. His film Grassland is coming soon. It is great to see and chop it up with Quincy Isaiah. Great to see you, Quincy. How are you?
I'm good. I'm happy to be here, man.
It's been a while. I've been wanting you to come here for a while, and I am thrilled that you are here in person.
I'm hyped we made it happen this
Fantastic.
Year.
Thank you for doing that. So let's just jump right into a little bit of sports talk with you. Where are you from originally?
I'm from Michigan. West Michigan, to be exact. So okay. Not Detroit.
Where in Western Michigan?
Muskegon. Where?
Okay, yeah. You're from Muskegon.
Shout out 231.
Okay, 231.
Yeah,
I'm, you know, I went to the University of... So I know, you know, you're supposed to, you know, you hold the...
Put that mitten up.
You hold, yeah.
Something like over
so
there.
So you're right there.
Yeah.
That's where you are.
Yeah.
In the hand.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
If you know, you know. It's one of those things.
Exactly. Like, and you got to put your hand up and then you point, because this is like the state of Michigan. And so I never understood, like, how do you, if you're from the Upper Peninsula, what do you just use your other arm?
Talk about that.
You know about the UP?
We don't talk about that.
You don't
That's like Minnesota. It's like part
it's
of Minnesota.
Wisconsin, right? And all that.
Yeah, okay. Somewhere
up there. Okay.
They know. The Youpers.
The Youpers.
Yeah.
The Youpers. By the way, Mariucci refers to himself as a Youper.
Youper.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, Steve Mariucci, who I work with on NFL Network, longtime coach of the Lions and the Niners.
We don't talk about him either.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, we'll get to the current. Wow. We'll get to the current state of the Lions in a second. You know, He did this. He referred, like, his name is obviously Steve Mariucci in the phone. He wrote Youper, Y-O-O-P-E-R, on my phone.
Yes.
For himself. So, at any rate, so you're from right there.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Very good.
Yeah.
See, I learned that when I went to Michigan, because I'm from New York City.
Got you.
And so when I went to the University of Michigan, and I'm like, you know, I need a soda, you know, I'm going to put on my sneakers and go grab a soda.
Nah.
And they're like, no, you mean you pop?
Yep.
And tennis shoes?
Gym shoes.
Right.
Some it's not sneakers.
I know that.
Yeah.
And then I would have it was wild for me. The thing that just blew my mind is that when you as a pedestrian set foot in the street, cars stop.
Yeah. Yeah. And we might even give a little jog to get across the street.
That's
faster.
Right, exactly. Yeah, so I still exactly. Do it. Car stop. Then I would go home to New York City and then I'd set foot in the street and somebody had to pull me back because I was going to basically kill myself.
Yeah.
Because cars don't stop in New York City.
No. The cars don't stop for other cars in New York City. I was like, people drive like they expect the other person to hit them. Like, and I'm like,
it's a roller derby. It's wild. Like Cannonball Run.
I had so much anxiety driving in New York.
Okay.
It was scary out there, man. Right, it's the Wild Wild East.
So the king of muscle, the kid from Muskegon, Quincy yes. Isaiah, is here on the Rich Eisen Show. So you are a Lions fan by nature?
Like, through and through. Like, I'm not a fan of many sports, sports teams.
Okay.
The Lions is my – I'm a diehard Lions fan.
So it hasn't been beaten out of you is what you're saying?
I think it's kind of one of those things where I'm like, we're going to have our day in the sun eventually, and it's going to feel so much sweeter because we went through the years of pain.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm – like, I mean, I'm a Dan Campbell believer, man. So I'm like, I think we can get a playoff win.
I'm telling you, like, right now, the hype on the Detroit Lions.
I know I don't like it.
Why?
Because we don't do good with expectations. Like, and it's scary, man. I'm not going to lie. It's a little scary. But I don't know. The culture seems a lot different this year.
Yes.
And last year, too. Like, I was even scared at the beginning of the season. But, like, I think it was after the Packers win. I was like, whatever. And then we won another game. And I was like, okay. All right. We might actually be turning the tide. And then that Carolina loss, I was like, I kind of had a feeling we was going to lose that game.
Right.
Because that was like a trap game a little bit.
Right. But, against a team that had already fired their coach. And you were, that's what you're saying about expectations. You're expected to win that one.
Yep.
And the Lions dropped that. But it's all part of a process.
Yeah.
And they are really good.
I know.
And the first game, I mean, the NFL put them right on TV to start the year against the Chiefs. So
I know I feel good,
but you should feel good about that based on your philosophy that there's the expectation they're just going to get their asses handed to them.
That's real.
You know,
so like we might actually sneak out a win on that game.
Entirely possible.
Yeah.
But what about Dan Campbell speaks to you? What about Dan Campbell?
I think just the grit and like the because even when things aren't going well, he's still figuring out ways to get better.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something like he never rests on his laurels.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell that. And I think the team buys into that. And we need that in a culture setter. And I think he's really good with doing like with just keeping everybody focused, you know?
Mm-hmm. What did you think of his introductory press conference that I'm sure he's now way past?
I was scared. I was really scared. Because, like, you know, from, what's his name? He used to coach at the Colts. Caldwell.
Okay.
When he had a good few years, and then they fired him, and mm-hmm. I was like, yo, what we doing? And then Matt Patricia came over, and then, you know, that happened. And then from there to Dan Campbell, it was like, all right, what are we getting ourselves into now, you know? And mm-hmm. when he did the kneecaps, I was like, okay, this is where we're at again. And
right.
But, and then you could tell, though, that team was fighting, even when I think we won, two, three games that year? But, like, they were scrappy, and I think that showed, and I think I could get behind that.
Okay.
Like, as long as, like, we end games and we're, like, fighting. Because, like, I think the very Lions thing to do is, like, be close in games and then lose on, like, a penalty or, like, a last-minute heave or something like that. I feel like we weren't losing the games, but the teams were just better than us that year.
Quincy Isaiah here on the Rich Eisen Show talking about his Detroit Lions, which is, I was saying the other day that the bandwagon for the Lions is so oversold. Yeah. They're looking for people to get off for future bandwagons to try and, it's sold. The tickets are sold. It's over. And there's a reason why, because of the way they finished last year.
Mm-hmm.
And they have some really really good players. And the guy, look, I'm again, I mentioned to you, I went to the University of Michigan, so obviously I'm very partial to Aiden Hutchinson. I think he is all of that. He is like defensive player of the year candidate type dog. Correct. Dog. But I love Amon-Ra St. Brown. I love
another dog.
Him, because I think he is, you know, in a way, you know, I believe Hutchinson and Dan Campbell have a similar id. Mm. Where, you know, they hit you in the mouth, bite your kneecap type stuff.
Yeah.
But the nobody believes in us, but we're really good. I think Amon-Ra St. Brown is that guy. Because he's a guy everybody picks up in fantasy, but isn't going to be thrown out there with Devontae Adams or DeAndre Hopkins or Ja'Marr Chase or Justin Jefferson. And I think he's got... I should have included him on the chip on the shoulder list for 2023. I think he's got one of them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And, like, hot take.
Okay.
I think Jared Goff might be an MVP candidate.
Okay. Now, you're new to our program, which, by the way, it's just one of many, as far as I'm concerned, of you being here. Mm-hmm. We have something called higher register, that if your voice goes higher register, you don't really... believe it, or you have to go higher register to believe it.
Yeah.
I just heard that about Jared Goff.
Yeah.
Ooh. You know, you're like, hey, Jared Goff.
It could.
I'm not saying there is again. Be careful.
It's just, you know, I think it's more my hope that he's that good.
Yes.
And I think he has the ability to be an MVP candidate. I don't think he's going to be an MVP candidate.
Okay.
But I think he has the ability to have a season that could put him in that conversation.
Okay. Are you a Pistons fan as well, or not so much?
I'm trying to be. I like the young class that we got right now with Cade and Durin and Ivy.
Mm-hmm.
It's just tough. I was a Shaq fan, mm-hmm. so I rooted against the Pistons in 2004. And they destroyed us.
The Rip Hamilton Pistons.
Yeah, Tayshaun, Ben Wallace. I couldn't stand them.
Why?
Because so, I love Shaq, and they were a good team, and I felt like they stole one away from Shaq. So
he doesn't have enough.
No, I wanted him to be the GOAT. Like, I was a Shaq fan.
Have you ever met Shaq?
No.
Okay.
No.
We should make that happen.
Should we FaceTime Shaq right now?
We could actually do
that. Is
he's probably watching.
Susie could definitely.
Yeah, no, my wife. Okay. All right. So you're too young for the Bad Boys Pistons.
A little bit. Yeah.
Because when I was in college there, to date myself, you know, that was when the Bad Boys were beating up Jordan.
Yeah.
Like, that's when it was going down. And I hated them because I was a diehard Knicks fan at the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And trying to get Ewing where he needed to go. And there standing in the way was Zeke and Lampier and Mahorn. I hated Bill Lampier with a passion.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yo, Dumars was my dad's favorite player.
Now, he was one of those guys, unhateable.
Mm-hmm.
You could not hate Joe Dumars.
Yeah.
So he was your dad's favorite player.
Yeah. My dad and my mom told me this story. Like, my dad, he wasn't starstruck at all. Like, mm-hmm. but when he saw Joe Dumars in Detroit, that was the one time where he went like, yo, I got to go say something to this man. And like.
And what happened?
He went up. I think he just was like, hey, I'm a big fan. Love your work. Like, and then like walked away. But like, I think he was like floating the rest of that mm-hmm. day. Like, where. Because, like, even now, Joe, like, seeing him in, he's one of the people that make me want to be a Pistons fan. And, like, going back and watching the Bad Boys and all that, it's just, like, I love Isaiah Thomas and the way he be talking about people. Mm. And just that chip on his shoulder.
Sure.
That's why I'm, like, I'm a born-again Pistons fan. It's just, I'm still in that process of, like, becoming a full Pistons fan.
Did you play sports as a kid?
Yeah. I played football through college and basketball, like, pickup.
Where'd you play college ball?
Kalamazoo College. It's a D3 school mm-hmm. on the west side.
Yeah. Yeah. In Western Michigan?
Yeah, it was right across the street from Western Michigan.
Okay, in Kalamazoo.
Yeah.
All right. So what was your game?
I played offensive line. I know.
Offensive line?
Yeah.
What, guard, tackle, center? What are
everywhere.
All of
so
them.
In course, you got high school, I played tackle my first 2 years and then center my last two. And then in college, they put me at guard. I started at guard my freshman year.
Yes.
And then my sophomore year, I think I might have moved out to tackle. And then my junior year, I played everywhere.
In college?
Yeah.
So did you play against anybody that turned out to go somewhere at all?
Not that I can remember.
Okay.
All right. But, like, I know Tron, they sent some people to the league, I think. I definitely, like, it was some people on my team that went and played D1, like, my high school team.
So, but you played pickup ball, basketball.
Yeah.
You never tried playing basketball in high school or anything like that?
I was playing basketball up until sixth grade, and I was in this advanced math program, and I wasn't doing that well. So my mom wouldn't let me play basketball that year. And from there, it was just hard to get on the team. I always blame my mom. It was probably I wasn't that good. But, like, I'd be blaming her. Like,
well, that's what kids do is they
you
blame
got
their
to,
mothers.
Like, okay. To save my pride a little bit.
Understood. Yeah. Quincy Isaiah here on the Rich Eisen Show. Tell me about Grassland that's coming up soon.
Yeah. It's this independent film that I just finished shooting over the summer. It's mm-hmm. about this single mom who's growing marijuana out of her house in order to, like, you know, take care of a child, and then a police officer moves in, a down on his luck police officer moves in next door with his grandson and her son become friends. And as the family get close, you get to see, like, how the mom and the cop's relationship starts to get closer in mm-hmm. a way that's interesting for the viewers to watch.
Okay, and that's coming soon. How did you get into acting? How did that start?
It was something I always wanted to do. I think it was a play that I went and saw with my mom and my grandma at like 7 that I think opened my eyes to it. And I don't think I had the vocabulary at the time to express that I wanted to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then in high school, I was able to do a musical called Thoroughly Modern Millie, where I played the character Ching Ho. We had a colorblind casting. It was a fun thing to do, mm-hmm. but I don't think I had found a passion for it until college. Where I was able to take classes and, like, really understand the craft behind acting and do a few shows. I did Raising in the Sun. That was the one that really got me.
Sure. Yeah. Who did you play in Raising in the Sun?
Walter Lee.
Okay.
Yeah, the lead.
All right.
Yeah, and going through that process, I think of just, like, diving into a character and then also having people receive that character the way they did. Mm-hmm. And really up me. It was really validating in a way. And it made me want to go to acting classes out in L.A. or acting school.
Mm-hmm.
And I got into the acting school, but the tuition was too high. So I was just like, all right, I'm just going to move to L.A.
Right.
And try this path out. And lucky for me, I'm sitting here talking to you now.
Well, it's worked out. You know? I would proffer to say, and again, this is no offense, that, mm-hmm. that acting would be a way to get to Los Angeles, and thank you for including our show as a place that you'd want to be.
Yeah.
Rather than being an offensive lineman at Division III, Kalamazoo, what is it called again?
Kalamazoo College.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
You probably made the right choice, Quincy.
I agree. Yeah.
So here's what we do on this program, and I'm going to throw it in your direction, and I hope you mm-hmm. will accept.
Yes.
We did this with Jake Tapper of CNN the other day with the Philadelphia Eagles. We go game by game.
Okay.
For the season.
Okay.
And you give a win or a loss, and we find out how you think your team is going to do.
Okay.
And obviously, we're going to do it for your Detroit Lions.
I'm going to apologize ahead of time.
Here we go. And we're going to give it for inspiration. Here we go. Play the music, please. Be a little bit more. Give us a little bit more inspiring music that you got over there. There we go. I kind of dig this one.
Ooh, that was nice.
There you go, Mikey.
Quincy Isaiah.
Here we go.
For his Detroit Lions, the win-loss game, as we call it, for the 2023 season, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. And we start with the Thursday night opener at Kansas City. Win-loss, Quincy Isaiah.
Yeah, I say... A well hard fought loss.
Okay, understood.
I don't think it's going to be a blowout.
Okay, an L nonetheless. Yes. Chris, can you put an asterisk next to that?
A hard fought loss.
Yes.
Yeah, that's okay.
Back and forth game.
That's the thing, though. I feel like we winning the next like six games.
Okay, so
let's go.
One at a time here.
All right,
home for Seattle. That's a win.
It's a win.
Home for the Falcons.
It's a win.
At the Green Bay Packers on a short week Thursday night.
I think. Ooh.
Mm. Difference between a 2-2 start or a 3-1 start, Quincy Isaiah.
Yeah. Mm. Is that Green Bay? No, we taking that.
That's right. That's how you ended. You sent Aaron Rodgers to the Jets for crying out loud in that building. Okay. 3-1, home for the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, we taking that one.
Good teach Bryce Young a lesson. That's a win at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah, I don't trust them. That's a win.
That's a win.
Yeah.
And then at the Baltimore Ravens.
We might drop that one.
Okay, that's a loss. Yeah. Okay, that's fine. So that's and by the way, there's no moral victories anymore. It's either win, loss. I gave you the first moral victory.
Okay
right now,
that's fair.
5-2. Now it is home for the Raiders on a Monday night. Whole country watching on ESPN.
That's a dub.
That's a dub. And they go to the bye week at 6-2. Coming out, are you going to go to this game at the Los Angeles Chargers?
I'm trying to. Yeah. I'm trying to get some tickets.
What do you mean
right
trying? It's over. We'll send you. Yeah, we sent Henry Winkler there for crying out loud last year. We can send Quincy Isaiah.
Please. Oh, yeah. I would love to.
Oh, we got you hooked up. This is what happens. You come on the show.
I see you.
Okay. Yes, you do see me, and I see you at the Los Angeles Chargers. What do you got?
It's coming off a bye. Mm-hmm. We might drop that one.
Okay. So now I can go through the Chargers for those tickets.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Home for the Chicago Bears.
That's a dub.
That's a dub. All right. Home for the Packers on Thanksgiving Day.
Okay. Yep, this is the first in a few years, a long time.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get a win on Thanksgiving.
You've got it. Okay, so now we've got, 8-3 going into New Orleans.
Yes.
Yes.
9-3 at the Chicago Bears going for the season sweep.
Yes.
That's a win. Wow. Home for the Broncos.
Yes.
Wow.
At the Vikings.
Yes.
At the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, yes. Baby.
Oh.
Yes.
Home for the Vikings.
We might drop that one.
Okay, because you're pulling your starters because you've only have three losses.
Yep. We might drop that one.
That is a 13-4 Detroit Lions season, according to Quincy Isaiah.
That's
all right.
I'm like, I don't know if I feel good about that.
You got caught up in the flow.
I did. No, that first Green Bay game, it might be, I think, a lot of emotions. Because you got to let those divisional games, they're tough. So I'm like, we might drop that first one. But I think
you might.
But
it's still 13-4 because if you're going to change that one, I've got to change the game that you're physically at to a win.
Yeah,
you're not going to show up for a loss.
That's what I'm thinking, too.
You can't do that.
But I feel like the Chargers got some stuff to prove.
Like, they do.
And they might be a little tough this year.
All right, it's 13-4. We're sticking with it.
Yep.
Or 12-4-1 with the one being a moral victory.
Yeah.
Hard
I like
fought.
That.
A
hard fought loss.
Yes. Contested.
Yes.
Hard fought loss.
But you're not. I like that because you're like we. You are included. We not gonna go on national television when the NFL thinks you can give Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs a game for our viewing pleasure when they put their banner up in Kansas City and think that you're showing up and getting the doors blown off. That is not happening.
It's not.
Otherwise, a kneecap or might get bit.
What I'm saying. It's not going. I just don't believe that. I think it's going to be a tough game.
Okay.
It's going to be a fun game to watch.
Well, it is a thrill to have you here. I'm a huge fan of your work. And then Grassland is coming out soon. And then you come back here when we can talk more.
All right. Cool.
Okay. More than just what we've been talking about.
He should come back before that Cowboys Lions game to see if he wants to change his prediction.
Oh, that's the Cowboy fan over in the corner.
Wow. No. Yeah. You trust him?
Great question. Great question. Oh, hold on a second.
Like, I want to know that.
By the way, a great question. And I love the way you, Quincy Isaiah, just set that up. Great question. Because that is the crux of the Dallas Cowboy conundrum.
Is it time
annually? Do you trust them?
Do you?
Yeah.
All right. Hold on a minute. Do you trust them? Right. The tune of we had TJ do the win loss game for the Cowboys.
Yeah, I think I actually picked Dallas to lose that game.
Hold on. No, you had them winning that game.
Okay. Well then.
But you had them 11-6. You had them losing to the Jets because you're smart.
Come on.
You had them losing at San Francisco, at Philadelphia, home for the Seahawks.
Yeah, that's one of those games. Yeah,
okay. Well, you don't trust them.
Yeah.
To answer Quincy's question, you got him losing at the Bills and then losing at the Commanders in the last game because you think they're just going to pull people.
Yeah, you know. Mm. It'll be a wrap by then.
Great question, Quincy.
Yeah.
Great question.
Because, like, every year, y'all going to the Super Bowl, right? Is y'all going this year, too?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Every year, Quincy.
When was the last time y'all won a playoff game?
I mean, you probably weren't even born then.
No, they won a playoff game recently.
Playoff game. Oh, yeah. Last year?
The Super Bowl.
Oh, Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. It's a different question. That's the do you trust?
But I can't talk too much because y'all been to the Super Bowl.
I have a tier system, which would mean that technically.
Oh, man. Do we bring that up before we send a Quincy out?
Club to actually be able to talk football with me.
I think you would respect these rules, actually.
I understand.
Can you put them up before we send Quincy out? This is too much fun. Well,
Quincy's my man, so
because we're introducing Quincy to our experience here, and the first of what I said many visits to this program. Yeah. TJ is a diehard Cowboy fan, despite being from Altoona, Pennsylvania. Okay.
Okay.
All right. All right.
Okay.
Here's TJ's rules to put up on the screen. These are the ways in which you can argue with him about football. If you have three or more Super Bowl wins, you can talk. You're in the VIP. You're in the VIP. If you have one or two Super Bowl wins, you're in the club. Mm-hmm. No Super Bowl wins. Wait in line. If you've never even been to the Super Bowl, Quincy, you've got to stay at home.
Yeah. Cancel your Uber. Return that new. You can't even. You bought from the mall.
You're not allowed to argue.
Netflix and chill.
Violated rule tier four.
But I like Quincy. That's my man. So I'll allow him to. And I feel good about his lines.
You're giving him tier two. Put up one more time because he's never been to the Super Bowl. First of all, clearly he's not at home.
He's here.
Right.
And clearly he's you're giving him tier two status in the club?
I'll let him in. I'll give him one of the free drink tickets.
I'll chill in line.
You'll wait in line?
I'll talk my junk in line.
Okay, it might be cold out, is all I'm saying.
I respect it. I respect the, like, we haven't made a Super Bowl appearance. I'll chill out in no line.
All right, but I'm going to send my man to come out and get you before the night's
over. Oh, yeah, we coming. I'm coming inside.
Oh, wait a minute. Let's figure that out.
I'm coming inside
next
eventually.
Time. Let's hope. Okay, hold on a minute. Yeah. Oh, yeah, by December 30th, we'll have you on top of the next year.
I'm just saying.
Let's do it.
All right, cool.
At the very least, if not before. Quincy Isaiah right here at Quincy Isaiah on Instagram. Follow him. Hey. It'll be a fun time next time you come in, and Grassland is coming soon. Great to see you.
Appreciate you.
Anytime. Quincy Isaiah right here on The Rich Eisen Show.
It's time for kickoff, and the Believe podcast will get you ready for the new season.
How do you live through this as a Detroit sports fan?
Believe has podcasts covering all 32 professional teams and many of your favorite college teams, too.
You solidified your defense. You got better.
Sideline to sideline, end zone to end zone.
If you don't do those things, then you're not even trying your hardest to win at football, and I don't know what we're doing.
There was a lot of great players on those teams that I was fortunate to be part of.
Search BLEAV podcasts wherever you listen.
So we're about to hear from Aaron Rodgers, and I spend a lot of the commercial breaks saying goodbye to guests or listening and preparing for the next segment, trying to focus. And the only thing that can sometimes break my focus is Mike Del Tufo bending Brockman's ear about Jimmy Hoffa. What are you talking about?
We were talking about JFK.
No, he went to the fight in Dallas, and I went to Dealey Plaza for the first time.
And I've been there too. To Dealey Plaza for the first time, did you go to the grassy knoll behind the fence?
We did. We went to Feller and I went. And,
right. It's quite something.
It's quite something. It's pretty surreal, to be honest.
I know.
Yeah. And they have X's in the street.
So then why is Jimmy Hoffa being brought
up? Because we were talking about how
how it could have gone away with it. Yeah. Conspiracy. It was a coup d'etat.
Well, we got to call the Lions and tell them Quincy Isaiah wants to go to that Chargers game, right?
Yeah.
100%. Oh, yeah.
So does Quincy Isaiah, let's get him the Henry Winkler treatment.
I think so.
Every year, do we adopt a celebrity?
Adopt a celebrity.
By the way, I love this idea.
To go to a Charger game?
I love this idea.
Adopt a celebrity.
To go to the Charger game. I love it.
Adopt right?
A celebrity. He can do
to see the opponent.
The opponent, exactly.
Oh, well, yeah. They don't... That's... You know, we can work on that. We can work on that.
Adopt a celebrity.
Yeah. Except the person who's going to ruin the party is CJ Okoye, Rich Eisen Show favorite, new favorite.
Yeah.
That was well, what a fun chat that was yesterday, right?
That was cool.
All right. So.
Never found Jimmy Hoffa. That was what we. That
oh,
was,
okay.
That so, was yeah, we never
this
found
just
him.
In?
Yeah.
This just in. Yeah, wasn't news. Under Giant Stadium.
By the way, I when I hosted the first ever shovel into the dirt for MetLife Stadium, I made a joke of, you know, we're going to hope in the next couple seconds maybe find Jimmy Hoffa. Nobody on the podium laughed. Nobody. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Nick in Orange County, California. Let's take Nick's call. What's up, Nick?
Hey, Rich. Thanks for having me on again. I'm a Packers fan, even though I'm from Orange County.
Mm-hmm.
It was because there was no football teams up here, and I saw him on TV as a kid and thought Brett Favre was cool. Since Hard Knocks is covering the Jets and Aaron Rodgers, it is so painful to watch because he's doing everything he wouldn't do and he didn't do in Green Bay. He took a pay cut. He's mentoring. He's talking to young receivers. He's having a good time. He's being friendly to everyone. And being a Packers fan, I'm sitting here going like, well, why now? Why couldn't you do that with us? It's painful. I feel like, you know, a couple, one of them is being so bad and wouldn't do anything with you. And then once they break up, they find the next person and do all those things they said they would never do with you.
Well, again, there's obviously a ton of water underneath the Green Bay Bridge with Rodgers, and things obviously changed when he's sitting at home in the pandemic and they traded up to draft his replacement. And he's kind of like, what's up with that? You know, and I think it all just obviously devolved. And thanks for the call and a little bit of pushback. I mean, we've had Aaron Jones on multiple times, and Aaron was saying that Rodgers would pull him aside and that he does. It's not like he was just flipping off receivers. You heard a lot of stories, though, last year that he just wasn't happy. It's his, he re-signed. Davante Adams not returning kind of threw a wrench into everything.
Yeah, that had to have been very tough.
I mean, there's a lot of behind-the-scenes material in Green Bay. It'll be a great 30 for 30 one day, that's
I
for
think
sure.
So. One, day, one thing it. Quickly that I've really enjoyed watching Hard Knocks and you kind of get a glimpse at, I think Rodgers would be a great coach. He looks really natural wearing a headset and getting in with the guys on the sideline and kind of coaching up Zach Wilson.
Well, he knows the offense and he knows where to go with it. And again, that's that neck up stuff for a veteran that Zach didn't bring to the equation and what the Jets are kind of relieved about. I don't have to worry about that this year. The only thing you have to worry about is protecting Rodgers. And on that front, the other day, you know, when Zeke Elliott went to the Patriots and Dalvin Cook went to the Jets, I went to Cooper, my 12-year-old Patriot-loving son. Mm. I walked up. I'm like, good news or bad news? What do you want first?
Come on.
And he said he wanted the good news first.
Yeah, good news first.
And
yeah.
I thought to myself, I'm a bad news first guy.
Coop's a good news.
I want the palate cleanser at the end.
Oh, interesting.
So in that regards, we've got two sound bites. Rodgers on Dalvin Cook, but I want to hear his 2 cents on the offensive line woes being reported.
Well, what did Coop say about Zeke?
He's fired up.
Okay, good.
A level of concern on the protection that he is not receiving in the preseason scrimmages. Here's Rodgers.
Pretty low. Yeah, I don't have a lot of stress, a lot of concern about things. There's some things that are totally out of my control, some things I have an input on. Who's playing left and right tackle every day, I don't have input on at this point. Don't have control, so I'm just trying to be consistent with those guys, with holding them accountable and testing them every single day with cadence, with calls, with adjustments, and just the normal stuff we're going to be doing. Guys that can handle it are going to be in there. Guys that can't aren't. But I have no control over who's going to be out there with me on a day-to-day basis. I was as surprised as I think Connor was to start practice yesterday with Joe in there. So whoever's in there will make it work. But at some point, we're going to have to figure out who those five are and give us at least a week to get used to each other.
Do you catch the three words, the magic words, at this point?
On input, yeah.
Boy, there's rumors everywhere that Bakhtiari, the Jets, might just pull the trigger and bring his one last BFF who's sitting there in Green Bay.
What does that cost you?
I don't know. Who cares?
At this point, right? It's only money.
But it's a great answer. Doesn't create any more of a fire. We're chill. Yeah. I'm chill. We'll find it out. Because if he's just like, oh, yeah, I've got concern. Now, here he is on Dalvin Cook arriving.
Dalvin's done it for a long time at a really high level. Unfortunately, running backs are not valued anywhere near where they were when I got in the league, maybe not even 5 years ago, which is a shame because you got to run the ball to win in this league. When a team becomes one-dimensional, that's when defenses usually have the upper hand. So we need multiple guys to get it done. Dalvin's got it done for a long time at a high level. He's motivated. He wants to win a championship. Obviously, he made it well known to me during the process. He wanted to play with me and play here in Jersey. So we're excited to have him.
All right. All answers. Great answers. It's also New York, too. But it's okay. All good.
The stadium's in New
York. I understand.
Jersey.
I get it. Okay. I know. Okay. I get it.
Sorry.
I get it. I get it.
Sorry.
He's nailing every note. Just bubble wrap that man. Bubble wrap that man. Did I say to bubble wrap that man?
He did.
Bubble wrap that man.
Wrap him up.
For over three decades, nobody has had a wrestling career like Arn Anderson. Conrad Thompson gets all the stories with Arn.
After watching AEW's Double or Nothing, Amy wants to know, what does dinosaur taste like?
It ain't chicken. It's like biting into a sinewy charcoal briquette.
Ah.
But chewy.
Oh, like wow, that's disgusting.
Yes, sure is.
Check out Arn every week, wherever you listen.